Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things. Obviously, we're running the ball really well. James Cook looks like he's shot out of cannon every time he touches the football. Our O-line is doing such a good job of communicating and working together. In the passing game, we got guys that are in the right spots. You know, teams are typically playing some soft zones against us, which just some underneath stuff that we're just going to keep taking until they take it away. So, you know, part of the reason that I think, you know, we're having such success is, again, guys know what they're doing. They're in the right spots. And then when there's plays to be made, they're being made.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Any Instagram indicators what the Bills did with their long weekend? Anybody out and about traveling the world?
That I saw. They probably went to Josh's house, right?
No, I'm just saying. Like, you could have left town. Home Thursday night win. Leave town Friday.
They got practice on Monday, don't they?
Leave town Friday. Come back today.
Okay, so like a 2-day trip.
You might even have victory Monday off, right? If you win on Sunday, you get Monday off.
Right.
So is it out of town Friday, get back here for practice on Tuesday?
Okay.
Should ask Sal that.
Where do the players go?
Yeah. You know, hop on a jet, get somewhere, go to a game, go to another football game. Maybe go back to your alma mater, watch a game on a Saturday.
That is something that you'll see, actually.
Yeah.
Right? Kelsey was doing this a lot, wasn't he, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Him and both Kelseys. They were all over the place. Could end up a Blue Jays game. They clinched the playoffs over the weekend, right?
Yes, they did.
Drive to Toronto. Could have done that. You wouldn't go cross-country, though. Like, Allen's not going home to see his parents, right? In California. That I would bet they're not doing. Cross-country. Unless he's got access to a private jet.
Right.
Which, if any Bills player, he would be the one.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, Victory Monday.
Did you watch back any of the Dolphins game?
A little bit. Yeah, I went back and watched the first half.
I was really looking. I watched the coaches film. Like, is there stuff down the field? Like, was it there? Were they trying for it at all? Did they have to play the game that they chose to play? And I don't think they had to, because the Dolphins definitely came out. Like, they backed up, like, right out of the gates. Like, everybody was backed up, nothing over the top. But there were moments where if Josh really wanted to zip it in there, there were big plays to be had. And they stayed on schedule and didn't need it. I don't think Miami is going to be this competitive team going forward. It's more what I'm thinking about from watching that game. Is less, you know, the Bills, you know, did they play with their food a little bit, whatever. It's that Miami's just got bad problems. And I don't know that them just playing close to the Bills is enough to make me think they're going to win 8 games. Last year they started 2-6, and they managed to win 8. Like, I don't think that they have that in them again.
Miami, could they win 8? You know, have you seen this week's schedule?
For the league?
Yeah.
Miami, by the way, Monday Night Football, right?
Right, against the Jets. It's another Monday night doubleheader.
Okay, good, good. I like
and
that.
Well, you might not if you see the games.
Why?
It's Miami and the Jets, and then it's Bengals-Broncos.
Ooh. Yeah, the Bengals, how soon? What's the earliest that we can flex teams out? Because the Bengals are going to be, I think, a tough watch going forward. And I'm sure they've got more than just that primetime game. They host the Steelers on, it looks like, Sunday Night Football in a couple of weeks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, that's not going to be a good game to watch. They have another primetime game against the Ravens later in the year, against the Dolphins later in the year. Like, they should be flexed out of all of those games. Should be willing. You can make exceptions when you have a backup quarterback in. Any time of the year, that should be allowed. Hey, it's week four. Bengals are on Monday night. No, we're flex not putting
it.
That on.
Yeah. Yeah, flex it. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Howard picks the Bills tomorrow.
Will he pick 17-0? When will he pick 17-0 is a better question.
Right.
Because he might not do it tomorrow because he picked five losses last time. Then they'll beat New Orleans. If they're undefeated going into the bye, will he pick 17-0?
No.
That'd be 6-0 going into the bye.
It's a good question.
When would he pick it?
When does it stop sounding ridiculous to talk about 17-0? Or I guess when is it allowed to start?
I think if they're undefeated after the Chief game.
That's when it's real?
Their record will be, what is that, week 10? And they'll have played 9. If they're 9-0, yeah, that's more than halfway there. You beat the Chiefs. You've got Tampa left. You've got Philadelphia left. And then you got a bunch of bad teams. I think if they get to 9-0, it's a real conversation. Them going undefeated.
And then the conversation is, you know, just sit them against the Jets and don't worry about going. Hey, they
could, their backups could beat the Jets.
Could. I would want to sit.
It would make that game way more entertaining. I mean, it's a red helmet game, and like one of the disappointments of where they put the red helmet game was that it was the final game of the season.
Don't you remember the Twitter poll we put up, which was, this was training camp a couple of years ago. Which would you prefer, to go 17-0 or 15-2? And 17-0 lost that poll.
I do not remember this. This happened?
Yes, it did.
More Bills fans said they would. Why? Because of the pressure of being 17-0?
Yeah. Because of what it would mean if you lost.
But the pressure's already, it's already turned up to 11, isn't it?
Man, how am I going to find that poll? How am I going to find it?
I could try to find it for you. But
because I don't know the exact language that I put in there, but I posted, what would you prefer, Bills 17-0 or 15-2?
Yeah.
Can I do only the advanced Twitter search does not allow you to do the search by polls.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're going to find it, but we did ask that question, and 17-0 lost.
Interesting. I believe you. I believe you. I would definitely take 17-0. Because what the thought, Does anyone think they would be less likely to succeed in the playoffs because of 17 and overs, 15 and 2?
It depends. I mean, have they locked up the one seed and don't need to play the Eagles or the Jets?
But they could do that with 15 and 2 even.
That's what I'm saying. If you're 15, yeah. You're 15 and 0.
Yeah.
You've clinched the one seed.
Yeah.
You're playing Philadelphia.
Right.
What do? Play? You've clinched home field. You can have a month to get ready.
Yeah.
You tell me to go out and play and try and beat the Eagles?
I would be stunned if they took 3 weeks off.
I don't dispute that.
Should they? Again, like, I'm going to be tempted if we get there. I hope we do. I hope we get there. I hope they're 9-0 after beating the Chiefs and this becomes a thing.
Well,
they just don't play anybody that I would be threatened by. What are their odds of going 9-0?
I mean, could the Browns do to the Bills what they just did to the Packers?
Sure, they could. Their defense is great. And, you know, the Bills could stop the Bills' run game and force them to do things down the field that they don't want to, and the game is close, and they get some luck. What was the luck yesterday? They got a block kick?
Yep.
That's what happens. They get a block kick. Yeah, that's possible. Is it likely? It's likely in the sense of they have so many games against bad teams. And the odds of one game going in that direction is likely, isn't it? They have too many games against bad teams for them not to lose to somebody surprising. Because if they don't lose to somebody surprising, they're losing one game, two games. That's it.
Good point here in the chat on YouTube from David, who says, you got to start Josh at least, hand off, and then get out of the game. Consecutive start streak.
That's right.
That's a good point. That's fair. Extendo Sports coming up, and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Points Show. Sal is coming in. Top of the hour here on a Victory Monday on WGR. It's all Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.